Shop Superstar Premium, Extreme, or Platinum batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get up to a $15 gift card after rebate. O'Reward members can also get a $5 reward with their battery purchase. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coming at you live from the Copple Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two at Jay Foreman and one of the great overshares ever.
what?
I'm glad it's not just me. That people, you're like, well, I just talked to you in the bathroom. Stop that.
Oh, hey, people. But
I just said, stop.
People
it.
Just will have a stop full-on it. Conversation with you, man,
stop.
In the bathroom.
Stop.
They always be asking me football questions.
Yeah, stop. Look.
I said, man, I don't know right now. I got to handle this right quick. I got to handle this. I said, now that you want to come take on my work. Hey, you want to take on the heavy work? That's like I got some heavy lifting over here.
It's like, man, come on, man. What is what?
Hey, man, you're just so approachable, DP.
Just stop.
You can talk to me when I'm in the bathroom as long as, you know, it's within reason. And proximity can't be a normal conversation.
And please, there is the one stall rule. So you space other person.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's zero need for me in a full without it being a full bathroom.
That's like when
for you to be near me. Stop.
That's
doing
like
it.
When you're at the grocery store or somewhere, and there's five slots, and the person comes in and parks right next to you, over the line.
Yeah, that's too much. But yeah, I'm finding out you are approachable.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, unless I'm like. With my, you know, if it's something that I'm doing that's like family oriented, you know, that it's really, really important. Otherwise, I'm pretty cool.
Well, you better find out tonight.
Because my dad always told me, he said, look, always make time because you know what? It could be the opposite where.
Well, you had a whole family of people that people wanted to be close to. Like, well, you have to worry about whether people are going through you to get to your dad or not.
Oh, they always.
Like, you know.
Man, I tell you, bro, until I came to Nebraska, I was known as Chuck Foreman's son. You didn't need to call me Jay. Hey, when they take roll, yeah. They just say Chuck Foreman's son.
Yeah.
Said Jay.
I fully
when
understand.
I first moved from D.C., you know, all the teachers couldn't announce Jamal. They were like, Jamal. I was like, man, just call me Jay. That's Jay. Where Jay originated.
That is. That's
straight
where,
up.
That's where DP came from.
Right, because they were just
that's
disrespect.
That's literally where DP comes
they
from.
They would just disrespect, what do you say, Creighton? I got you.
I'm sorry.
If you're such a Creighton fan, I think you need to take a shot of Wild Turkey. How about that? All right.
There you go.
Right.
So
we know they throw the salt over the shoulder. That's where that shot go, right?
Right. So here's the list of all-time Creighton basketball players.
Benoit Benjamin is number one.
Benoit Benjamin, Anthony Tolliver.
Benoit, though. That name is – that's a Creighton name.
I didn't know that Eddie Sutton played at Creighton.
What?
Eddie Sutton.
But, look, listen here, DP. Let's be honest.
Here's one.
If there ever was a brother that played at Creighton, Benoit would be his name.
Yeah, well
– Benoit Benjamin. Benoit Benjamin. That's what – it's not even Benoit. His name is Benoit.
Like, his parents were confused.
Right.
His parents were confused.
You know what they did? They went over to Paris – went over there and had it like a little wine, and they saw it, and they said it's supposed to be Benoit.
Yeah.
They was like, no, we'll just call him Benoit.
Well, no, that was people in the neighborhood called him Benoit.
that's what it was.
His real name was Benoit.
Right, Benoit.
All the people in the hood called him Benoit. Well,
your name is Benoit.
Like, your name. Like,
forget what your parents said. This is your real name.
Get over here, Benoit.
Yep.
That's not me. I didn't know that Paul Silas plated crate.
That's crazy because Paul Silas is tough.
Right? Old school tough.
No offense to Creighton, but Paul Silas does not fit into the business model of Creighton basketball.
The worst looking jumper I've ever seen.
Paul Silas?
Paul Silas had the worst shooting form ever. Like he would go to the free throw line, and it looked like he would, like his wrist would fold. And he would go totally robot.
Right.
And it was awful to watch.
But he made it. But I'm going to tell you the
worst. No. He was a horrible free throw shooter.
The worst shooting form, Bill Cartwright. But Bill Cartwright was money at the free throw line. We used to call him the crane. He'd bring that bad boy low and then release it over his head.
He would unhinge and he would take it to the side.
Yeah.
And then he'd get out front and then he'd flick it. He wasn't even shooting it.
And then his head was lopsided too.
Well, did he? You stupid.
You know, my dad used to be like, "Hey,
you can't talk about that man's head.
Why?
Leave that man's head alone."
You and Nick were bullying me online.
We were bullying your haircut.
You were bullying my haircut.
And then haircut.
Then Nick was talking about you got some big old
eyes.
Okay,
so for everybody, how many people in the bar?
I mean, who says that?
How many people in the bar ever saw the movie Blackula?
I know it's in the movie.
That's why I can say that, because I know that there are very few people. That's why I said it out loud.
We didn't even see the heads go down on Google.
Right, all of them. So here's what happened. Yeah. Imagine Dracula, only he was a black guy. And that widow's peak that Dracula had, Jay Foreman has that widow's peak.
All of
his pictures, he looks like Blackula. Like it's a pure Eddie Munster V, and then he shaved it.
Hey, look, I didn't get any NIL money. I didn't get any envelopes. So when I first got to Nebraska, my dad dropped me off with like $200, right?
Wait a minute. Wait.
That was a lot of money.
Wait. You're not telling me that Chuck Foreman sent his baby to Lincoln, Nebraska with $200?
Oh, $200.
No, that is simply.
Then he told me I can't get my car until I get my grades.
I don't believe you.
And that was when haircuts was like $10. So I was trying to save up.
I don't believe you.
That's the dead truth.
I don't believe you.
My dad said, "Here, Coach Osborne, you got this knucklehead.
No.
Good luck."
That was big money Chuck Foreman.
He said, "Good luck."
Big money Chuck Foreman sent his boy to Lincoln with $200.
There was no free agency back in 1970. They was like, "You want this little contract, go work at the gas station."
Come on, man. Look, Chuck Foreman was a baller. What are you trying to say?
No, he wasn't balling up in there. We were balling up on a budget. $200. I couldn't get a haircut. And then the great thing about it was when they started making us shaving our heads, I was like, this is economical. Because you could just take the Bix with the little shaving cream, you'd be good, right?
Oh, they are wearing you out on the text line, man. They post a picture.
This text line is too much. See, people be like, "Oh man, you look like you guys have fun on the radio." This stuff is. I'm starting to change. This internet bullying that you guys be doing is going to make my little career here real short.
They found a picture of Blackula with a quickness.
Right?
Quickness. They wasted no time
No
at all.
Time.
Zero time.
See, back when we would do some stuff like that, we would have to go find a picture, cut a picture out of you, and then Xerox it, and then make copies and put it all over the training table. Here, you just got Google, copy, paste, put the face on there, and send it out to the everywhere.
I said,
I'm about to shut this text line down.
Blackula wearing number 44.
Right.
Who's in Blackula?
Hey, man.
Didn't know Blackula played at the University of Nebraska.
But I'm going to tell you like this. When I get a lineup, listen here, I'm serious about that. Don't cut my front back too, because then when it grows back, it looks jacked up. I went through 3 or 4 barbers. When you mess with my front right here, I will be hot.
Who was the team's barber when you were here? Because that's how you get through.
Trey Creighton, who was my roommate, could cut. But then, I go to Oasis with KB Quabina. Okay. He was the DJ and stuff. So he was the DJ barber. So I've been with him forever.
Who was the cook? Like, who could go, whenever?
Man, you know who could really cook for real? Me. And Jason Wiltz, he was from New Orleans.
Hold on. See, again, we get full disclosure by accident. But, Mark, as much as we've talked about your baking skills, never have we ever been shared that Jay Foreman, Husker Hall of Famer, can do work in the kitchen. And he's never offered.
That's because you guys be bullying me, man. You guys got to go away.
Never,
you know what I mean? I'm not
going
to – people in here, somebody be messing with you all the time. You're going to make them some ribs.
Look, man, I'm
You're
sick
You're going to make
you.
Them your famous
I'm
chicken.
Of you. I'm You're sick
You're going to
you.
Make them your
you
homemade macaroni and cheese.
Come on, you –
I ain't going to do that for you guys. You guys got to leave me alone, man.
Thanksgiving coming. It's right around the corner.
Between little baby J. Foreman Rico, little baby face Nick, you know what I'm saying? And then y'all, you guys be messing with me. Now you got the text line up in here. You know I don't like being on the internet. I don't like my picture taken. Now you got all these pictures everywhere. Now you'll want some food.
All I understand is that real brotherhood is.
I'm going to hook you. See,
You told me we're family. Even all the way back to D.C. blood. Like, we
that
didn't
is
even
true.
Know we was family. We
right.
family.
I'm going to hook you up,
and
man.
And you cook and never want.
You know what?
Not a biscuit. Chicken
I'm
wing.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to cook
not
for
a
Mark
hamburger.
First.
No, not even French fries. Like, you ain't made me nachos. You could have. Like, I'm nothing.
I'm going to cook for Mark first. You say second. Nick and Jake, they getting half a rack of ribs with two of them already eaten.
They get one rib.
They
get one rib.
And I might and I'm gonna put it in tinfoil so all my like sauce and stuff is stuck to the tinfoil.
It's like one rib.
And make them and then tell them to put it in the microwave so it gets dry. You know.
Oh, man. See, it's good to know. See now this is coming together.
Yeah, to survive.
This is coming.
You think
together.
I was eating ramen noodles?
Well, again,
that was
you were
treat.
Chuck Foreman's baby boy. Like, ramen should have never entered your household.
Man, no, we were not bald.
Plus, you were getting meals.
Not like this. Not like not like you think. Texas clamped that thing down. They clamped our training table down. They was like, these boys got an advantage.
Listen, the 3 meal plus a snack per day. Like, that was simple.
We
even in
a
bad program, even in a bad program,
right?
3 solid meals.
Yeah, but we was
and
getting 300
really,
reps of practice
and a really good dessert,
mm-mm.
Right? A really good snack. And you telling me that at the University of Nebraska, the black shirts had to scrape it?
Oh, we was scraping, dog.
Man,
I had 6 roommates. What do you think? Our scholarship checks was light. Especially around this time, Thanksgiving, when you only get like a half a month, it was like $150.
Okay, see, I'm finding out.
I
way
burned
too much.
Up all my little Pell Grant money. I
was
a fool with my first Pell Grant. I went and bought me some speakers.
You teach me.
I had my little Chevy.
So you had $150 and you spent most of it on speakers.
No. I got a Pell Grant. Went and bought me some speakers.
I am so worried. Why in the name of everything good? Were the black shirts living 6 to an apartment, 7 to an apartment? Why?
That's the way the NCAA rules was back then. Now these brothers, they balling.
Everybody lives by themselves.
Right. We were 6 deep.
So you had one of the connected suite?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
No. When we were in the dorms, we had two. But when we talk about we had to get off campus, if I had the choice, I would have lived in the dorms my whole 4 years because I knew it was free. But after your second semester, you had to get out. And so we had, you know, one of them rental houses where, you know, we made our own makeshift. There was one bedroom down there, and then the rest was like concrete. So then we got like hangers and put stuff. And then we had a bedroom so we could get an extra roommate. But let me tell you something. By the time we got done, football players got done through. You know when the cartoons, when dudes would run through the wall and they'd be like the little like thing of their body running through?
Yeah.
Yeah, we tore this one house up though, man. But it was 6 of us. We
that
six
may
deep.
Be the most disappointing thing I've ever heard
telling?
About Nebraska's athletic department. That seven.
It's
of
not
them,
even about. This was NCAA rules.
No, it wasn't.
Hey, well,
no,
here it was.
It wasn't.
It's based on the cost of living, so you know it was cheap here back
that's
then.
That's what I'm saying. You could literally live by yourself.
No, no way. Not when I was in college. No,
dude, I was at a crappy Division I baseball program, and I had a place to myself. Please do not tell me that
we
you
were 6 deep, rolling.
Bruh, they ought to be mad. You ought to and be mad at them.
If we could have 8, I would have had 8 in there too.
Now, who did you apologize? Have you found out who owned that house?
Oh, we took care of everyone after I got done, after I graduated.
Right.
Mark,
what? Yes or no? Yeah, he gave a shoulder shrug like he not sure he believes that.
Oh, we did. He got a deposit back, and we broke him off a little something.
Okay, all right.
But see,
that before you got drafted or after?
It was after. Homeboy was listen here. Hey, he was there when we moved out. He was writing letters to Buffalo, Carolina, and the Jets. We was on the bye. We came back to Nebraska. He knew we was there. We said, "Listen here, we got to pull somebody. We got to hook him up
because
he
took care of his house, man."
We didn't do. It was just like a little thing. We just got a little rowdy up.
You
in
just said you imprinted the wall with body form of football players.
We got after it a little bit.
You had parties at this dude's house.
We had to pay. That's how we paid our rent.
Shut up! I'm so sick of you right now. You just said that
we was
wait
grinding.
A minute. 3-time national champion, Hall of Fame career,
grinding.
And really, you had grinding. To throw parties to make money,
right? To pay rent.
Tell me about these parties. Let's go. Tell me about it. I need to hear.
Oh, it was it was off campus, so we didn't really make that much money. We were just having a good
time.
See,
revisionist here. I have a sneaky suspicion. So your rent. You just said you paid your rent that
right. Night. So if spring ball was 4 weeks, we only had 3 parties. So that would help us get through until the summer.
Uh-huh.
And then we'd have to go to summer school to, get a scholarship.
What did you charge for these parties?
I don't know, back like
did
2
you
bucks.
Did you do a collection at the door?
Oh, yeah. We had to do work in the door.
You had a football player at the door.
Yeah. $2.
Collected $2.
Yeah.
Mark, collecting $2.
We had to get it together.
I am all of my visions of.
If you ask anybody from 94 or pre 94 all the way to 98,
this is spectacular.
Whatchamacallit.
This
our
is
scholarship checks was not that much, man.
This is spectacular.
It wasn't all that you. It's not. I mean, you thinking of what these dudes doing now versus when we were there? It's totally different. The rules in the NCAA changed, and they the cost of living in Nebraska went up, but it used to the cost of living was so cheap here, so your scholarship check would be light. So we had to hustle.
I don't even understand that.
Yeah.
I can't even wrap my
That's why we got out there. We were so hungry. We were so mad when we played them teams that were getting bigger scholarship checks. We said, we're about to take it up out your butt.
We'd
be
out.
Shaking them on the ground, talking about how much is your scholarship check.
This universe has so much money. I don't understand. Even in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, this university had a lot of money.
Right. But NCAA wasn't letting them come off it.
Whew. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. I have a better understanding now.
Yeah, that's why we were so angry.
Look, if you ball like that and you have to pay for anything –
oh, yeah, we was paying for stuff.
And did O Street run like it does now?
Oh, how's it running? What do you mean?
Bars.
Oh, yeah, they had, not as many, but they had a couple. Yeah. But we never really, we had a team.
This was here.
Barry's was here.
Yeah.
But you couldn't really go out if you was on the team during the season. Anytime we were in doing like spring ball or whatever, you couldn't go out.
You couldn't go out, or you weren't supposed to go out.
Either. If you got caught out, you had to deal with the team. We was focused, man. We playing for championships. We weren't playing for like little pop rings. We playing for rings.
I'm just if you playing for rings and then you got to pay for parties. That's just crazy.
Life lesson, man.
Scott Stonebridge says, yeah, I did the same thing, 92, 96, $3 to $4 at the door.
See?
A cup for keggers. Somebody says, I would let the football team destroy my house right now to win like that. Y'all were national champions, and then you had to go through it. Wow. That's remarkable.
Yeah, it wasn't the house wasn't like in perfect condition when we rented the bad boy. I mean, come on now.
How are you not living in a new house? Like all of these boosters with all of this money here in Lincoln.
Yeah, they weren't talking to me. Where they at? Can I get some reciprocation or whatever it is?
I don't understand why they weren't either. You have ruined the image I have of Husker football. Because I thought they were taking care of y'all.
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right.
Weren't taking care of me.
All right. I'm going to take your word for it, Jay Foreman. I still need to call Pops and ask him about that $200.
That was for real.
$200.
He gave me $200 and said, you better pass the conditioning test.
And how long was the $200 supposed to last?
Oh, I mean, he would send me stuff if I needed, but he knew that at that time I was going, your first year you got to live in the dorms.
Right.
So you didn't really need that much spending money. And I wasn't, the car that I had worked for 2 years, I wasn't able, he wasn't going to let me get to, I got my first semester grades.
Okay.
So.
Smart.
There wasn't anything that I needed he knew within reason of anything I needed.
And what were those first semester grades, Jay Foreman?
Oh, they were good, man. I had Greek mythology. You know, I got me an A in that. I don't think I was above a 3.0. I was well on my way till reality hit. Once I got
okay,
in that
okay,
county
okay, 2.0. Okay, okay, okay. See, that, I was waiting for I was waiting
yeah,
for the
general
turn.
Studies, it was good. Till reality hit, then I was like, all right, I got to start really going to class.
You first semester you took Greek mythology.
Oh, yeah. That was one of my favorite classes.
What else did you take?
I don't know. Whatever it was, like just English.
He doesn't know.
I was like a 3.6. I was like, man, I could be an academic All-American. Then after the first, then after that second semester, my GPA went down. Then I barely had my head above water to get through the business school. You had to have like a 2.6. I think I graduated with a 2.62.
Jay Foreman, academic All-American. That may be the greatest thing
right.
ever.
No way.
That's gonna be.
No
what was your major?
Way. Business administration with a minor in marketing. And you had to have a 2.6, I think, or 2.5. I think I graduated with a 2.65 or something.
In order
barely.
To carry the minor.
Yeah. If you go below a 2.5, you're out of the business school.
And you just got back.
You know like how they say that when you get in the pool and when you were 6 feet tall and you get in on your flat-footed and you barely above that bad boy? That's how I was. Hey, I sprinted up there and got that diploma. Give me that thing.
Before
thing.
You change your
right?
Mind.
Before you change your mind.
Before you call it.
Right?
You call
it. Hey, I put it up against the light and make sure it wasn't fake.
You are something special, boy.
Hey, man.
You are something special.
Graduated.
You are something special. We are live at Barry's in the Haymarket again, pre-gaming for Nebraska and Creighton, and there are a few Creighton folks in the building.
They left. They already over there.
So are we all ready?
They got ran out. They got ran up out of Barry's. They're gonna get run up out the gym. They'll be home by. Let me see. Games at 6. They'll be home by 9. Tucked in the bed at 9:30 with some warm cookies and milk. You know what I mean?
Crying tears of
yeah.
tears. Crying blue Jay tears into
right.
their big
see what
pillows.
Nebraska needs to take on a mentality of be like an alley cat. You know, all mangy, you know, going through the dumpster eating, you know, bananas and, you know, banana peels. Creighton's like a house cat. Warm milk, you know, getting petted. No claws. We need to have like one claw missing and just come out scratching and fighting.
They got all their shots.
Right. They got all their shots.
They got a nice little kitty collar.
Right.
Yeah.
They got the chip in them just in case they get lost. You know? Nebraska just need to be like roamers, man. Just Neanderthals out there with them.
Out there hanging with the
oh,
with
yeah.
squirrels.
I'll be telling them, hey, look, man. First foul, I want somebody on the ground. Clothesline.
Jay, you can't.
Yes, you can.
You can't. You
yes,
can't.
You got to have a tone setter.
You can't, Jay Foreman.
You want to know why I can't? One of the best dudes I ever talked to that was an NBA player, he told me about when he played against John Stockton and Karl Malone, Avery Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And he played – it was when he first got to the San Antonio Spurs. And
can you do an Avery impersonation?
When he used to talk about David Wright, he called him the Admiral. Right? So he was talking about the pick and roll, right? The pick and roll. And he was talking about Jeff Hornacek and John Stockton, how he could never get through the pick and roll. So I forgot who he told me or who he said told him. He said, look, once he comes off that pick – if you want to stop him, the other guy from pick and roll, he's like, you got to throw an elbow at him and right in his chest, and he'll never do it again. And he was a younger player, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, for real? He's like, yeah, next time you play him, do it. So the next time they played him, I guess Hornacek came off that pick. Avery hit him with that elbow. He said he never had to worry about the rest of his career. So that's what I'm saying. Sometimes when you play sports, you got to do something that you necessarily wouldn't do in order to win the game. And a hard foul is necessary. You come down the lane, you have got to pay the price.
See what happens when middle linebackers start talking basketball, like bodies in seats and putting people to the floor.
Just one. And don't help him up either.
Just one.
Yeah, it is. Straight clothesline. Like, oh, my bad, dog. I didn't mean to hit you there. I know the ball went up here and your head went over here, but I didn't mean to hit you that hard. You all right? You woke up from your nap yet? You know what I'm saying? Hey, I didn't go tell his boy, hey, I didn't mean to hit your boy so hard. He's asleep over here. And then step off.
Man.
Because I guarantee you that his partner's going to think twice about coming down the lane.
Are there videos of you playing basketball in high school?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Hey, let me
Mark,
tell you something. We have to have them. The lane to rip the backboard and rim off.
Oh. You are something else today, man. That's just ginger ale. Just ginger ale. You are something special. We're going to throw the break. It's pregame. Nebraska, Creighton. We're live at Barry's in the Haymarket. We'll be here till 6. Come on through. You're listening to Old School. 93.7 The Ticket FM.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.